Welcome, everyone. It's RP Jimmy, and we are live, myself and Bill. Bill, how are you doing with some more WrestleQuest specifically for AEW Dynasty?
Yes, it is happening. It's going down.
We're going to do something a little bit different than our previous, two other streams? Because we did Revolution and WrestleMania Night 2. Mm-hmm. I want to start off not going over the card for AEW Dynasty, but overall thoughts on how you feel that this, I guess, level of excitement, if you want to call it that, and then we'll continue with WrestleQuest here. Why don't you start off?
I mean, there's really two, maybe three matches I'm really looking forward to tonight. Obviously, Ospreay and Danielson. That's probably the main one. And I'm also interested to see if Swerve can win the title tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people are probably thinking, oh, it's a done deal, but not necessarily is it a done deal, that Swerve's going to win the title.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of interested to see that, and then I'm interested to see in Okada and Pac taking place. As far as the rest of the card, I don't know. It's some of it I feel a little underwhelmed with. And then there are those where it's okay, I've seen it before. How can they, do this again? Can it be topped? So that's kind of my feeling going into this show.
All right. Now, as far as I go, I will mention just WrestleMania, I didn't do exactly the same thing, because at WrestleMania, I believe I watched March 26th, or whatever one that you told me to watch of the Raw, to kind of get caught up beforehand. This time, I actually watched the Dynamite before the previous Dynamite, this past Wednesday's Dynamite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know, I'm very underwhelmed by everything. I was talking to Josiah the other day. I want to be excited about Danielson versus Ospreay. The problem that I have here is that we all know Danielson's not going to win.
Exactly.
That's the problem. And that's the problem with a lot of the Danielson matches these days, is we know more than likely he's not going to win. And I think, that's predictable. I think, how many matches are there tonight? Because last I checked, there were eight.
Okay, so on the main show, it's 9. They do have pre-show matches.
Okay.
But I don't know if you want to count them or not.
Not right now, because I don't think I even know them, to be honest with you.
Okay,
I know
so
that
then
there's a couple of the ones on the main show that I'm just not, I either don't care or I'm just not interested.
On the main show, it's 9 matches.
Okay. Do you remember what we did on WrestleQuest last time?
The last time, Sergeant Slaughter recruited us for him to be our manager.
That's correct. Last time, I wasn't really sure where to go, and that's how we ended it, because I was like, all right, forget it. We're done over 2 hours here.
Yeah.
Let me figure this out off recording. And mm-hmm. I did figure it out. We're going here, and then we have to go back to these docks.
Okay.
And I don't know why they don't give me the option from here to just go, but there's going to be another option on the other docks. That's what's going on. Anyway, the pre-show is 7 o'clock, and the main show is 8 o'clock?
All right. Yes. Yeah, pre-show's at 7, main's at 8.
And I watch. Look, now I go back to this. Oh, look, it's another duck. San Sebastian
Ducks. Yeah, that's where we wanted to go.
So let's see what new storyline developments happen here, and we'll start going over the pre-show, which you said mm-hmm. there were 2 matches.
I believe there's 2. There may be 3.
Oh, look who it is on the left.
La Parca!
Let's go visit the La Parca statue. Or the L.A. Park statue.
That's true, too. It could be L.A. Park.
A prolific luchador, L.A. Park has wrestled for nearly every promotion in Mexico and beyond, winning numerous titles and countless fans. Joined by his son and several imposters in the ring, there is often much mystery over just who is under the skeletal mask of L.A. Park. Known for his penchant to use steel folding chairs to keep order, L.A. Park is aptly nicknamed the Chairman. L.A. Park has been known to keep the peace in Silanzo, a nearby town. I guess that's where we're going.
All
right. L.A. Park is the master of the chair shot. I can just hear the snap of it now. The snap of what? Alright, so let's talk about the first pre-show match while we go to this new town.
Okay. So the first one that I've got, and I think this is the big of the pre-show matches, this is the big one. It is the Acclaimed versus Bullet Club Gold for both the AEW Trios and Ring of Honor six-man tag titles. These belts are being unified no matter what happens. Like,
thank
whoever wins,
God,
they're unifying the belt.
Oh, we created a... Oh, here we go. Brink.
Oh. Hey, I recognize this place. I see postcards. Is this a peril at Quebrada Silvermine? Board game?
Board game?
We have to go through here to see to San Sebastian. But when we do, we will have quite a fiesta to welcome you to our town. Just wait until you meet my wife. She's the best.
Best what?
Best everything. Heh. Especially in,
Excuse me. This is Senora Luchadora. So just do your Luchador, but, like, I all guess right, with a higher pitch.
Yeah.
It's bad! You better not be sharing private details again! No, of course not. I would never. Dad, remember what happened last time? Mi vida, allow me to introduce Drink and Stag Logan, the Honest Bucks. They're here for a tag team championship.
We're always happy to meet another member of the Luchador family.
Then you're in luck. I'm here with our children.
Oh, God, I can't wait for you to do the children voice of...
My Lucha Niños. This is a bit out of the way for a family outing, though, isn't it? Luchador Championship Wrestling is having an event here to show off the high-flying skills of our luchadors and luchadoras. They've installed several turnbuckles and ropes to act as springboards. The kids wanted to see. What fun! I wish I could have helped. It has been too long since I've seen them.
God, I get every character.
Come on, Karina! You can at least help me wrangle them back up!
There you go. Scene ended. Luckily for you.
And scene.
Oh, maybe not.
Good thing I just took some water. What's that rumbling?
And where are the Rochaminos? Santos Dios!
Those cows? A stampede! Where did it come from?
Oh, and they all fell. Oh, lovely.
The children! Save them!
Who's this guy on the bridge that's going back and forth?
Kids, just stay put. I'm coming! Me amigos, hi!
We're with you, Luchador. Let's do this.
I kind of want to see what this guy on the bridge is all about. So I'll say this about the six-man. First off, thank goodness they're finally merging the titles.
Yeah.
There's no reason for them to... Oh, it's an enemy. There's no reason for there to be both of those. Like, I don't even think there's really a need, to be honest with you, for a six-man title in general, but this is a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
That being said, let me lower the volume on this a bit. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I am more than fine with them unifying the belts. It's just one less title that, you know, fans have to watch about, think about. I'm not even going to say worry about, because I highly doubt there are people that worry about the Trios title and the Ring of Honor six-man tag titles.
Right.
I think it's a good subtraction, honestly. And if it... Because I think whichever one wins, I think the one that's going to get eliminated is the Ring of Honor six-man tag titles.
Yeah.
I think. Because they just had, or they just put the Ring of Honor women's television title. And I think if you eliminate a title, it works out best. So
I just don't care. Like, if you remember, that's when we started with the Trios title.
Mm-hmm.
It went with the Elite, and then the CM Punk stuff happened, and then after that, I just felt like, even after the series, what was it? Who was the series? The Elite versus, was it the House of Black? No.
No, I think it was Death Triangle.
Yes, after that was done, I don't think those belts ever felt really the same again.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like, even with the Acclaimed, first off, I don't know this is just me not watching, but boy, the Acclaimed feel like they dropped off from where they were like a year ago.
Oh my god, yeah. They really have. And it's a shame, too, because the gimmick is good. They're really good in the ring. I'm a big Anthony Bowens fan. I think he has a lot of raw potential to be a singles competitor someday.
Right. I don't know. Do you have a pick on who you think's going to win this one?
I'm going with Bullet Club Gold.
Do you think there's going to be anything weird going on, like any turns or who's in Bullet Club Gold again? That's
Jay White and the Billy Gunn's kids.
Okay. But who's going to be it for this? Oh, those are the three. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Because the fourth one, Juice Robinson, he's been out of action for a long time. So I don't know when he'll be back. So
I might be with you. I think that Bullet Club Gold might win, but I gotta be honest, I just, it doesn't really matter to me. I am happy the tag team the titles are being merged though.
Yeah,
but then again, they kind of just added a new one too, so I don't know. I mean, that's a problem not just with AEW, that's a problem in every promotion. Oh, you know what we should talk about, by the way, before we continue, that I want to mention? Matt Hardy's back in TNA?
I saw that. So his contract with AEW ran up. He is a free agent. He goes to TNA, because TNA had a pay-per-view last night, which I did not watch.
Okay.
And he comes back as Broken Matt.
Yes, I saw that.
So I don't know if he's signed with TNA or if he's just going to be there for a few appearances before deciding, you know, if he's going to go to WWE or AEW again.
I hope that he's signed there. I think that they're the part of the, in recent years, out of the three promotions, he's been used the best there.
I agree.
I mean, boy, I was talking about, that's got to be a top five disappointment to me, is how Matt Hardy was used in AEW.
Yeah. Now, what's also interesting, and there were reports last night about this, TNA's in talks of bringing Tessa Blanchard back.
I'm surprised by that.
I am too. I think because Scott D'Amore is no longer there, like, they're bringing people back that, you know, may have been an issue for D'Amore, because Callahan came back. I believe Santana came back, but I've never heard Santana having a problem with D'Amore, so.
So does it look like Matt Hardy's challenging for the belt, or what's? I know he's fighting Moose. Is Moose the champion still?
Yeah, Moose is still the champ.
Why don't you give me the quick results for what happened, if you could pull that?
Yeah, let me do that real quick.
Before we continue talking about this event without knowing anything.
Right. Where are you?
I'm getting rocked by these people, by the way.
Alright, so let's see. Leon Slater and ABC beat the Rascals.
Okay.
Laredo Kid defeated Crazy Steve to win the digital media title.
That's still going on, okay. Meaning that's the digital media championship.
Yeah, the title is still going on, yeah. Jody Threat and Danny Luna defeated Decay, Havoc, and Rosemary.
Okay.
Mustafa Ali defeated Jake Something to retain the X Division title. Rich Swann defeated Joe Hendry.
I'm a little upset by that, but okay.
I kind of figured you would be. Kazarian defeated Eric Young in Full Metal Mayhem.
Wait, who beat Eric Young in Full Metal Mayhem?
Kazarian.
Oh.
Mike Santana, that Santana from LAX, defeated Steve Macklin.
Oh, so he had a comeback. He didn't come back on...
Right.
Okay.
Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers defeated Speedball Mike Bailey and Trent Seven to stay the TNA Tag Champs. Josh Alexander defeated Alexander Hammerstone in a Last Man Standing match. Jordan Grace defeated Steph DeLander to keep the Knockouts title. And Moose defeated Nick Nemeth to stay the TNA champion.
Oh, that's right. That's who's going for the. That's why I haven't been paying attention. There's my reason for why I haven't been watching TNA. Nick Nemeth, get out of here. Good, he lost. Hopefully, he goes somewhere else now.
Well, he'll probably be with New Japan for a while. So,
I was like trying to remember, why am I not keeping up with TNA anymore? And then when you said Nick Nemeth, I'm like, oh yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
So what are your thoughts as Sergeant Slaughter goes up a level? Military rank 2 of 6, apparently.
I mean,
scum, slime, and maggots.
There you go. Honestly, I thought, because again, I didn't watch the show. With the way the card was set up, I thought there'd have been at least one or two title changes.
Mm-hmm.
But none of it. I mean, the only one that changed was the digital media title, but you know, what can you do with that?
Yeah. So I have an idea of how I also, something I came up with now. When we start talking about a new match of the show, do mm-hmm. me a favor, Bill. Type in the chat box, like, now discussing, and then put the match in. That way, when people, if they just enter midway, kind of know what match we're talking
okay.
about. I think that's a good idea, no?
Yeah.
All right, so type in that. The next pre-show match that you want
to
talk about.
Yep, I'm going to do that right now. Now, oh, not Knox. Now.
Knox? What?
hold on, let me just. And there we go. That's our next match. Trent Beretta versus Matt Sydal.
Where the hell did that come from?
Okay, so.
I don't think I've even seen Matt Sydal in months. But then again, I haven't. The last show that I watched was the Wednesday after Sting's retirement match. That was the last one.
Okay, so what happened is during the tag team title tournament, as you're about to pick up my first kid, or weren't, I don't know.
Is that what we're doing? Oh, yeah. He has 7 kids.
So Trent had teamed up with Orange Cassidy because Chuck is out with a foot injury.
Okay.
They lost in the semifinals to the Young Bucks. So after the match, they were going to do, you know, the group hug. And then Beretta hits Orange with a running high knee. Mm. And that instantly turned him heel. And then I think it was like this past Dynamite or the one before, Orange had a sink. Oh.
Hey, little fish. How did you even get out here?
All right, so I got 1 out of 7. It says it on the upper right. I passed one then because I saw one of them over there. I didn't know I was supposed to talk to them though.
So Orange is getting beat up, and Matt Sydal was one of the guys that was trying to come and aid Orange, and Trent attacked him. So that's why, you know, that's how we got this match.
Right. Okay. It just seems strange to me because. Like, has Matt Sydal been a consistent person on AEW TV as of late?
Maybe more Ring of Honor.
Oh, ouch. Alright, so I can't go. Oh, wait, but I could do this.
Oh, did you get. Oh, try to go to the left.
No, I'm. What I'm trying to do is. I want to leave. Because I would like to buy equipment. Oh, Stag's dead. From the friggin'. Cow stampede.
We killed Stag.
Script change. And now he's alive. But this is why I need to find some items or something. I'm not going to survive if I don't.
Yeah.
So, Sydal.
I mean, he's been like a couple times on AEW lately. Not much. Like, it's just that one appearance, and then that's basically how we get the match.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right. This is how I get out. Okay. I think. Yeah. Because I talk to him.
There's the kid.
Luchador.
Oh.
My precious daughter, you are safe now.
So do you care who wins this match or have a pick at all?
I'm just going Trent.
I don't think this place lets me leave. Well, I guess I'll just have to go through it. Let's just use the springboard.
Yep.
Oh, no. No, I'm going the right way. I gotta go down anyway. If I'm trying to leave. Yep, here it is.
There you go.
Oh, come on. All right, I guess I gotta find all the freaking kids. By the way, you might want to get that walkthrough up at some point. I don't know. I don't... Again, this is a match that I just don't care about. This is the epitome of a... This is why it's not on the main show.
Exactly.
I guess I'll go with Beretta because he just turned?
Yeah, that's my reason.
All right, what's the next match you got?
All right.
Put it in the box first.
Yep, I'll put it in the box. Oops.
Let's see where these other freaking kids are.
These freaking kids.
I'm surprised this doesn't lead to anything. Okay.
All right. Now discussing Orange Cassidy and Katsuyori Shibata versus Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty.
That's a main card match?
No, that's a pre-show match.
Oh, that's another pre-show match.
This is the last of the pre-show match.
But you know when I was talking to you about the Acclaimed earlier and how, like, the drop-off from the year? Mm-hmm. Why is this? This feels like a big drop-off for Orange Cassidy.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, he'd been on pay-per-view forever.
With that title belt.
Yep.
The international... Was it the international?
Yeah, the international title.
Right.
So, actually, there is a little bit of a backstory for this one. But it's not big enough to be on pay-per-view.
Okay.
So, there was, on Dynamite a few weeks ago, a six-man tag match where Shane Taylor Promotions was in a match with Shibata. Shibata was on the opposing team. Mm-hmm. Moriarty pinned Shibata in the six-man tag. And then lately, Shane Taylor Promotions has kind of been aligned with Beretta with the whole thing with Orange Cassidy. So that's how we get this match.
Okay. I almost want to say that I would go with the Orange Cassidy team, but I'm not really that sure because I don't know. It just see again, isn't if I don't know. I have no idea who's going to win it, and I don't really have that much of an interest either. What do you
think? Right. I would think Orange and Shibata are going to win.
I'm going to try this. I'm going to save, and then I'm going to try to do the cow thing. That way, if I get hurt, I can just reload. I know there's one that has a bigger opening. I'm just waiting for it now. I think. Oh, yeah, here it comes.
And...
Oh, come on!
There it is. Oh, it was right there! Oh.
I got...
Oh, you made somewhat.
I wanted to make it to the other side, which is what I did. And here's a kid. I can't get to him. I could go down here.
Oh, I wonder if... Oh, you gotta maybe have a pickaxe or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do here. I mean, eventually I'm gonna figure this out.
Yeah.
I found a blowback band, whatever that is. All right, let's. So, who do you have for this? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got Orange and Shibata.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
All right, so the rest of the matches from this point are going to be the main card. Mm-hmm. So, now discussing.
Kid. That's all right. You don't have to read. We're just going to grab these kids and...
Yeah. All right. Now discussing Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe versus the House of Black.
Another match I don't really care about. I don't know, because you're just throwing them together. Edge or Adam Copeland and... Mark Briscoe and Eddie Kingston. That's this very, very thrown together team versus the established six-man team of the House of Black. I mean, maybe the situation... Here's me thinking out loud here. Maybe the situation was that it was supposed to be Copeland versus Black, and Malachi Black did not want to lose.
Maybe.
Even though, didn't he write something on social media says that's none of that, or he'll lose, like, none of that's true?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, fine, then lose next week, then. Just to someone. I don't care who it is. Anyone. He has, I don't think he's done that since, and that was, like, a month ago.
Right. I mean, they've also, like, in storyline, they have attacked Copeland. Because Copeland has, like, his open challenge for the TNT title.
Right.
But none of them have challenged for it. So, I it's an interesting six-man tag. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think House of Black's gonna go over in this one.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. I think this is, if anything, maybe this is actually setting up for Malachi Black versus somebody that,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of them that, you know, for a singles match down the line.
And then Mark Briscoe just recently won the Ring of Honor World title, so I don't think they're going to be going for that belt, or at least not yet anyway.
Yeah.
They may in the future, who knows.
I gotta go for this. I think I'm gonna go with back in the cattle or the cow stampede because I don't think there's anything else over here.
All right.
By the way, I do want do me a favor and do take some time to look up a walkthrough if you could find one for this because I'm giving this about another half hour and then I'm gonna start asking another 20 minutes and then if I don't get anywhere new, I'm gonna ask you what am I supposed to do.
All right, let me because I have the video. I'm just gotta get to
yeah, you gotta find the part. So yeah, take your time. I'm just gonna be running around and doing this cow stampede.
No.
Wait for my opening.
Alright. Alright, here I'll put in also what our next match is.
Okay.
It is Hook versus Chris Jericho for the FTW title.
I don't know how I feel about this one. I think I'm with what seems to be a lot of fans of, or a good amount of fans of AEW on social media, where I'm just like, I don't really, I think I need Jericho to take a break.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the angle, they're trying with this angle, but I don't know if it's coming out successful or not, because the angle was Jericho wanted to teach Hook.
What is this?
What? Whee!
There's my answer. Okay, that's good. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, I was excited because something new happened.
Right. So, yeah, Jericho wanted to take Hook. Oh, yeah, you got it, kid.
Yep.
Jericho wanted to take Hook under his wing and kind of be a mentor. And Hook was kind of hesitant about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, there you go. And then finally on Dynamite, Jericho pushed Taz down because Taz was like the moderator for this.
Yeah.
And, you know, that got Hook's attention and it got him mad and see
I did catch the thing where what did he say? He said a line, oh no, I forgot to heal. All my guys are like in rough shape now. Didn't he say a line where I don't know where he's like Taz is like, oh, you should have raised him better 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
And he's not 30 years old.
Yeah, he's more like in his mid-20s.
I mean, how are you feeling about Chris Jericho in April of 2024?
I think he's getting to a point where he is going to need a break. like he's doing like the first few years, you know, he was great, he was fantastic. And then I think, honestly, when the rumor came out about something that may or may not have happened with Kylie Rae.
Yeah, I forgot all about that, actually.
That's kind of when the mood changed completely towards Jericho.
I don't know if I agree with that. I feel like people were tired of him before that, too.
But I do think he does need a break. Like, he needs to be off TV for a while.
Right.
But the question is, like, how do you do it? You know? Like, how do you get him off TV?
I mean, I don't know. I almost feel like there's probably an easy answer for this, but I can't think of what it is.
Yeah. Well, I hate to say this, but I think Jericho's going to win that title.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think Hook's going to win. I still like Hook, but I mean...
Oh, yeah, Hook's still good. It's just he doesn't get used often until recently.
Right. It's...
Like, he...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, he should be in a position where, honestly, he should be going for, like, the TNT title.
Yeah. I'm going to die. Might as well let him kill me, because I wanted to buy items to begin with, but I can't figure out how to get out of here, so at least now I know what I'm doing this time.
Yeah.
And look who's the last one standing again. I'm not going to kick out. Just kill me. Ring the bell. Ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Give me the old wherever I am screw job.
The board game screw job.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what, Bill? If it starts me exactly where I am again, I'm going to be mad. That I did the job. Yeah, I don't know why he's crying. It's not him that lost, but okay.
He took the dive. He took the dive and he didn't even know.
Alright, good. It put me over here. Oh, wait, that's right. I can't leave. That's alright, though, because at least I can heal now and I'm more aware of things.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got Jericho. I think Hook's going to win. I think you know what should happen? It should be that Hook is the one that takes him out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he does one of the suplexes, and that takes him out, and it puts over Hook as being, like, his suplex as being really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be the best route to go.
Yeah. All right. Let me get this in for our next one. Can't type for some reason. Okay, we are now discussing Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly for the international title.
What are your thoughts on this one?
This is like the weirdest angle I think of all of these going into this show.
So, yeah, why don't you catch me up on it?
Okay. So, Kyle O'Reilly returned at Revolution last month. And all he did was congratulate Roderick for winning the title. And they wanted him to join the group, and Kyle was, like he kind of denied the offering. And then he was like, I want to go on my own. And then, like, a few weeks later, Strong and his group attacked O'Reilly. and O'Reilly, I think, fought back just recently.
Okay.
And this is how we got to this match.
I mean, he just... How long ago did... Wait, who's the international champion again? It's...
Strong.
Strong. And he just won it, though, right? Like
he just won.
So I think he's going to win here. I don't think we're going to have him lose.
I would think that's the right way to go. I really do. Like, nothing against O'Reilly, because I do like him, but it would just be dumb to put the belt on him after Strong won the belt. It would really make no sense.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess I don't really. I don't know. Like I said, I just watched the one episode of Dynamite, and so I don't really know too much. You're kind of helping me fill in, you know, fill in the blanks, I guess you would say. But also, yeah. I did want to mention that. Our next episode is going to be, our next live stream is going to be Backlash, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say this to everyone, that me and Bill have talked about, we're definitely doing something for it, but yeah. We're not sure what, because it's very, very, it's a weird situation. Why don't you explain to people why it's maybe not the same like it is today, or even WrestleMania night too?
Okay. So, this show is taking place at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, our time, Eastern Coast. I told Jim that I had something going on during the day, and there was no way I was going to be able to get out of it. So, and I think you maybe had something going on.
I might. I'm actually still not sure about that, but so more than like, there's a chance that it's either going to be on Saturday evening,
mm-hmm.
or possibly even Friday evening. I think
right.
We're leaning towards Friday evening right now, but, you know, check our social media and all that, and I'll know more certainly after this time next week.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we get to our next discussion? Julia Hart versus Willow Nightingale for the TBS title.
Let's get your thoughts first.
All right. So really, the whole angle to this, and really the whole purpose of the match, is to determine who's going to face Mercedes Moné at Double or Nothing
right.
next month. Because, and this is a big complaint that I've heard from fans, and I actually agree with them. Moné declared herself as the next challenger
right.
to the title. And I totally agree with the fans because they brought back the ranking system. And it's like, oh, she gets to jump over everybody that's in the rankings to get this title match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's stupid. I am not a fan of Mercedes anyway. Let me make that clear
right.
as well. But I mean, this is just how to not win over this fan base, so to speak. Because this is a very, I don't know if I'll say this, say it now, like now, you know, right now. But this is, I would say, a very WWE thing to do.
It is.
But also, I mean, there's definitely been a shift since I've seen WrestleMania, like, of a different direction they're going in that. I don't know if it's a direction now that they would go in.
Yeah.
So,
and I kind of want to add on to this. If it is Willow that wins, the setup for that match makes perfect sense. Because when Mercedes had her ankle broken last year, she was in the match, or she was in a match with Willow Nightingale. And it was like a freak accident. Because the video, I don't know if the video is still up or not, But basically what happened was Mercedes was trying for a move on the top rope. This was at a New Japan Strong show last year. So she tried a move, kind of lost her balance on the top rope, went down to the floor, and she landed feet first onto the floor, which is what caused her to break her ankle. So in that sense, that storyline makes a ton of sense for that side. With Julia Hart, it's every time Julia has tried to attack, say, Willow or Chris Statlander, Monet has been there to make the save. And then there's been a thing where somebody attacked Monet a few weeks ago from the blind side.
Right.
Somebody attacked Nightingale from the blind side, and we don't know who it is. It could be Julia. It might not be.
I definitely don't want it to be Julia, because that's the most predictable one, and I want it to be someone else, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I like both women. Julia has improved a lot. Honestly, since joining House of Black, like if you remember her time as the cheerleader in the Varsity Blondes, however many years ago compared to now,
I get what you're saying, but also like it just I remember back when it happened, I'm like, oh, this feels like Alexa Bliss to me.
She
winds up going to the dark. Like, can we stop that, by the way? I would like, because that seems like a title trope to me, because even in Sky Blue, oh, now Sky Blue's dark. Can we stop that?
Yeah, but Sky Blue does look good.
Well, yeah, no, I'll sit watching Sky Blue, but, I mean, like I said, I get what you're saying, but I don't...
No, and I get where you're going at as well. No, I get where you're going, so... I think it's going to be Willow that wins this.
Okay. I don't think so, because I think, unfortunately, whoever's going to win is going to lose to Mercedes. And I don't see them doing one title change, two title changes back to back.
Again, that's a good argument, you know. Or, you know, as like one of my friends would say, they're hot potatoing the belt.
Yes.
Which I think should be a term, you know, in the wrestling lexicon.
Yeah,
if we can, if we can make that, is there? Okay, you know what? Off topic, real quick. Has there ever been a book released of like wrestling terms and lexicon?
There has put to out? Be.
If there hasn't, that would be a fantastic book. Like, you could use all the old ones and then put in a few new ones that are on social media and podcasts and...
I mean, there's certainly enough of them.
Because I think Hot Potato would be a great one to add.
Yeah, Hot Potato's good.
Watch, it'll happen, and then someone will write the book, and then they'll be like, hey, where's my share of the revenue of the book? I want my money.
Where is the I wouldn't be surprised if it's already exists. I just have not heard of it. I have to. How many kids do I have left? Four.
Four. Four.
And I know one is in the center. I got to figure out that one.
Yeah.
And did you ever find the walkthrough kit? I mean, I'm making progress, but just in case I need it.
Yeah, I have it.
Right. Just trying to avoid battles because I can't get new items or anything, so.
Yeah. All right. While you're doing that, let me put up the next match. Yep. All right. It is Kazuchika Okada versus Pac for the Continental title.
This is kind of like the other match that we're going to talk about where I want to be excited for this, but you know Okada's going to win.
Oh, yeah. It's
very predictable. It's very predictable.
I think...
Uh-oh.
Oh. What do we have here?
It's you.
Oh. Okay.
This might be just right.
Oh, that's how I get them in the middle. Okay.
Okay. I will say, though...
Oh, this is you.
Yeah.
Drink.
You can't be serious. That's an insane jump. Bill Goldberg did an insane jump. Stupid piece of shit.
Wow. Calm down.
If you have faith, even fish can fly. But we should attach some ropes here first.
Oh, is this going to be... Now I have to collect rope. All right, so I got to find different colored rope now.
All right. So what I was going to say was one of the things that AEW has done tremendously, I think, and it's kind of like very hidden, is how they've done the Continental title matches. They have basically kept the rules from the tournament they did at the end of last year.
Okay.
Where everyone is barred from ringside, no outside interference, it's man against man, may the best person win. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen yet in any of the title matches one time where someone has used a weapon, you know, do something drastic, cheating to win. It has just been good wrestling.
Right.
I mean, Kingston was the first guy, was the right guy to be the first man to have the belt. Now you've got Okada, and it's a perfect example or a good way to use Okada with that belt. You know, he doesn't have to lose a match for a long time. So the Continental division, for, you know, however many people are in that division, is probably right now my new favorite division.
Oh, okay.
So at least they're sticking to the rules. You know, they're sticking to what they said at the beginning.
Right.
So
I'm trying to remember how I entered here, because I want to leave because apparently I have to go find green ropes.
Wasn't it to the left?
Is it? Because I feel like I would have remembered fighting that guy over there.
That's true.
Like I said, if another 20 minutes, I might ask you to help me with the walkthrough.
All right.
Like 15, 20 minutes if I can't figure this out.
Okay.
But no, so you agree about Okada, though, as far as
yeah.
He's
winning. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just walk away. I'm gonna go left because it's the only place I haven't been yet. Even though it looks like there's nothing there. Alright, what's the next match?
Next match. The Young Bucks versus FTR, the finals of the tag team title tournament in a ladder match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go first, yeah.
Okay, so basically, the alleged reason, keyword being alleged, that it's a ladder match, is because FTR does not want to be pinned.
Okay.
I could be wrong with that. It could be other reasons. It could be some who say, oh, this was always the plan, which I highly doubt.
Right.
And this is their fourth match in the series. And, of course, the whole big controversy is they used the Punk footage of the brawl as part of the storyline.
Yeah.
And there were reports a few days after that aired where the Bucks said, we don't want to do this. Meaning, you know, introducing the video.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the whole part of it was in their promo, they used Punk or the incident as an excuse as to why they didn't beat FTR the last time they fought.
Okay.
Which I think is really stupid.
Okay.
Honestly, I think if they were just going to show the photo, or not photo, video, they should have just shown the video.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, if it wasn't going to be used in AEW ever, it probably was going to be shown on a Dark Side of the Ring at some point.
I think that's fair to say.
And the other thing that I said, and I said this on Twitter, at House of Bill, this or that incident is basically Montreal, but with social media.
Mm-hmm.
It will never die.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see it living on in some way.
Now,
So what do you think of this? Do you think, who do you think's winning this?
I would think it has to be the Bucks.
Yeah, I think so, like, too.
It has to be. And then the other question that goes into this, does Jack Perry return at this show? Because he has been mentioned.
That's what I thought the whole, why the footage was being shown in the first place, was for him to return on Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see that this being the case for his return, too.
Yeah.
But maybe that's why it's a ladder match, because he has to run in.
Yeah. Because, like, I've read a couple people say, like, oh, Perry could come back, he could join the Elite. And then there's, like, another person who was like, oh, he could be AEW's version of Crow Sting, where, like, he gets blamed for what happened in London, you know, being the scapegoat and all that. I don't think I'd do that with Perry. I really don't.
No, I mean, I don't see him as a Sting, that's for sure, yeah.
No. I think if he was with the Elite, I think that would that would be huge.
Yeah,
because in storyline, Paige is suspended from attacking a referee during the triple threat match from the last pay-per-view. And Omega was quote-unquote fired from the Elite because he had missed so many days. Right.
Yeah.
Which is a great way to get him out of the group.
It is a good way. Because we don't know when he's coming back at all.
Exactly. So, I could see Perry coming back and maybe helping the Bucks win. I think that would be like the only logical thing to do with him at this point.
Yeah, because although then where in the world do you bring him in? You didn't bring him in for the footage being shown. Yeah, see, nothing's over here.
Alright.
Yeah, well, why? Yeah, like, I'm still surprised that he wasn't brought in after the footage was shown. I really am.
Yeah. So, that match is, no matter what happens, if it ends up being a great match or a bad match, that's going to be one of the ones that gets talked about a lot because of what could happen, what might happen, and what might not happen.
Mm-hmm.
So
I found my way out, so.
Oh, good.
I don't think it was over here.
Let's see.
So, like I said, three of the kids now. We know one is in the middle.
Yeah.
And we need the big green rope for that one. Wherever that'll wind up being. Oh, this is, I'm back in the beginning now, so let's go this way. Or not. Let's kick the cart. What?
Oh, I think that opened a door.
Oh, maybe.
Or a cave. Or whatever.
Alright, so let's... What? I'm just gonna go follow that cart and where it went. It won't let me follow the cart, so I guess I'm gonna...
Oh, you were supposed to ride the cart!
No, because it would have reappeared if that was the case. Springboard.
Yeah, let's see where we go here, and then I'll put up the next match.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think I was here at all. Because I don't remember fighting this guy.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to have to find him, because I don't think I can get... Well, maybe. Hold on, let's see. Nope. The window is too small. Go ahead, put up the next match.
Alright, I'm going to put up the next match.
Yeah, but I think the Young Bucks are going to win. And Jack Perry returns. And they better give him Justin Timberlake's song.
Wonder how much that would cost.
It's a pretty old song. I feel like it wouldn't cost that much.
Alright, now we are discussing Tony Storm versus Thunder Rosa for the AEW Women's title.
What are your thoughts?
Okay. Tony is going to win this match because I believe the ultimate end goal is her and Mariah May.
Yes, I can see that.
Maybe not next month, but later in the summer. That has to be the end goal. Although the story of the match makes sense, because Rosa was champion. I actually had to read this to remember it. Rosa was champion when she was injured. She was never beaten for the belt.
Right.
And Tony was the one who won it at the time. And, you know, it's like, hey, I never lost. You know, I should have this match, which she does. I think we're going to get interference. I think Mariah May's going to get involved. I think Deonna Purrazzo's going to get involved. She's still in the mix. But, yeah, I think Tony is winning this match.
I think this is definitely another match that's very predictable. Yes, Tony Storm, I don't see any way Thunder Rosa's winning this match at all. I agree with you. See, I'm glad you brought the Mariah May thing, because I wasn't thinking that, and my big thing was, is this going to be another Mercedes situation?
Mm-mm.
But you're actually right, it makes way more sense for Mariah May to do something. And also, by the way, maybe you have an answer for me on this, but where's Britt Baker been?
I have no idea. She has not been on TV in forever.
I mean, was she injured, or you don't know?
I don't think she was. But to kind of piggyback on Mariah May, when that angle first started, however long ago that was, the comparison that I remember reading, and maybe you'll get this reference, sure. I'm not sure. Have you ever seen the movie All About Eve?
No.
Okay. So the story basically is, there's this big actress who's a huge star, and there's a young lady who's like a super fan of hers, and she follows her everywhere, does everything for her until she has like this one big break and she ends up being the big star.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there were some people that were comparing that movie to this angle from the very beginning.
Okay.
Which I absolutely saw, like, because I've seen that movie. it's like 70 years old. So if it does, oh,
I shouldn't use this yet. I should save the children down here first.
This is yelling to me. This is the last thing I have to do.
Yeah. So you got to get at least two more.
Right.
So yeah, it's like everyone was like, "Oh, this is all about Eve." You know, Tony is.
So how does all about? I mean, okay, spoilers for those that won't care about All About Eve coming out.
Yeah.
How does that end? Because I'm certainly not watching it.
Okay, so it ends with the young lady becoming the big star. The actress that she admires doesn't really lose anything, but at the end, there's another girl who admires the girl from the very beginning of the movie. And it's almost like complete deja vu. It's going to happen all over again, but you never see it. So, there is that possibility, you know, if, I don't know if they would go that far into it, but it's a possibility, you know, in the future, maybe they do that, but,
right.
You know, remains to be seen.
But, I mean, do you agree that it's like, there's no, this one, another one of those, like, the Okada match, that there's no way that Thunder Rosa is winning this one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So while you're springboarding from place
to figure out where these damn kids are,
you're gonna miss out on dinner.
Oh yeah, wait. I have to go investigate the possible wall that might have broken down.
Yeah,
I think it's up here. I think it would have been. Yeah, there's the broken cart. Oh, and there's a kid. But oh, I see. I gotta use the cart up here though.
All right, so as you're moving cart to cart,
mm-hmm.
Now it is time to discuss Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson.
Just like the Tony Storm match and the Okada match, you know that Ospreay's going to win. And it's very predictable, although it will be a great match, I'm sure.
Oh my god, it's going to be an insane match. Will has become the biggest baby face in AEW. And he didn't have to do a thing. He just went in. He had that one match with Takeshita. And he is now like the baby face of AEW. And it's almost set in stone. You know, without even dirt sheets or reporters or anyone mentioning it.
Yeah.
He's going to main event the Wembley show in August and competing for the AEW title.
Really? That's what you think? You think he's going to main event the All-In show?
Oh, God, yeah.
Really? Oh, I mm-hmm. wasn't seeing I thought that. I guess I don't know what I thought, but I didn't think that. I didn't think that.
He is so over. Like, how can I compare this? I don't want to use Cody as the current example.
Sure.
Because that was like a completely different way of a babyface. I would say maybe Daniel Bryan 2013, 2014.
Okay.
Where everybody got behind him. He could do no wrong. I don't mean like he could do no wrong, but it's like he's the guy that the fans kind of relate to the most.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had matches like banger after banger, you know, some of them 5 stars, some of them 5 1/4, 5 and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But he's put on really good matches week after week. And the match with Danielson is one of those dream matches. Because, like I said, Danielson is kind of where Ospreay was, but 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In the popularity. And it's like, okay, at some point, Ospreay's going to get a world title shot. Right. And I think the only place it can happen is London. It's the only way. Like, if they don't do it, there are going to be a lot of upset British people. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. Oh, couldn't you get on the cart there?
No. Oh, wait, maybe. No.
No?
No, it doesn't light up. No, because right. I think that's... unless I go around.
Right.
Yeah, I'll do that. That's actually good. No, I can't go around. I gotta go up. That's on something. No, okay. I'm trying to get back to the spot that I was at when the cart wouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out how I get back up there, because I think that's where I gotta go. Because the only kid that I know that's left is the one that's in the middle with the cow stampede.
Yeah, with the cow stampede.
So I'm wondering if, like, what I'm thinking is, I get the kid that's in with the cow stampede, and then there's gonna be some kind of cutscene of, like, the last kid's up against this one enemy, and that's the end of it, you have to beat the enemy. That's what I'm thinking right now, but I don't know. Oh, wait. There we go. So I don't know how to get back up there. I think it's this way, and then up.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for this guy to go. I'll go around this way. Right, and then avoid him.
Yeah.
Oh, right, go out here. And then, this down here. Where does this take me again?
Let's see.
I don't know if, no, because if I go left, I think I'm just back to the beginning again.
Yeah.
Oh, however, maybe I gotta go up here. Maybe that's how I got there. Oh, no, no. That's leaving again. Oh, take current ropes. There it is. Now I can go back to that place. I'm trying to avoid these guys. You know, I still don't know exactly where it is that I'm supposed to go. No, no, no! Damn it. Alright, so do you agree that Danielson has no chance of winning, though?
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Now, how healthy are your teammates?
Pretty good.
They should be pretty healthy, pretty yeah.
Good. Yeah, no, I'm good. I just am trying to conserve duct tape.
Oh, yeah, you should be fine.
Yeah, I should be alright. And they all went up a level, so they're gaining, they're getting better.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't we do this battle and then we'll discuss the main event.
Okay. By the way, you know what's something I was thinking of watching? I don't know if you're able to watch this at all, maybe for if we have extra time in May for what for the Backlash show. That clusterfuck event.
Oh, I did watch it.
Alright, don't tell me anything. I'm gonna try to watch it within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
And talk about it. If we have extra time during the Backlash event.
Alright. All I'm going to say is it is 87 people.
Right, because I saw the Punjabi prison matchup.
Okay.
And I was told, and you can tell me if this is right or wrong, that the only other match is the clusterfuck.
Exactly. Okay. It is.
And who is it again? Is this Game Changer?
Yeah, it's Game Changer. I may have to watch that match again, though.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it within the next 2 weeks, for sure.
Yeah, I won't spoil any of that. So. Even if I did, I don't know if you'd remember, so.
It's true. It's crazy they have 87 people, though.
Yeah, I know.
So, Bill,
although I will give GCW props for this. The fact that they were able to get that size of a crowd after WrestleMania ended. Because, of course...
Oh, yeah, that was late, right? That was a late...
Yeah. Because, of course, you know, there's the possibility that a lot of them didn't go to WrestleMania.
Yes.
You know? There is that possibility. So... Okay, now while you're doing this,
yep.
I don't know if you've seen the pictures or not, but WWE came out with new tag team championship belt designs.
Okay.
So, and first off, I am so glad because, pardon me, because the tag titles they had, they were so ugly looking. They looked like giant belt, like giant coins on straps.
Okay.
It was so bad. So they did a segment on Raw Monday night, this past Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to have to fight because I can't get past this. What I think I'm supposed to do is, this is probably what I'm supposed to do because I grab the rope and then you have to go all around again to get it onto the thing that we saw earlier.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead.
So they did a segment with Miz and R-Truth showing them the belts or presenting them with the belts. It is a much better design than the old Raw tag belts. They are called the World Tag Team titles.
Okay.
It's around like shape mainly. Black strap. It's a nice looking belt. Not the best, but it's a lot, like I said, it's a lot better than the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, on Friday, on SmackDown, they did the same thing, but it's the WWE tag team titles.
Okay.
And they look almost like the old tag team belts from the 90s.
Oh, that's not cool. All right.
Oh, they look beautiful. Oh my gosh. Like, it's pure gold. And that's the other thing. At least both of them are gold. So when they, you know, like, they say, oh, we're challenging for the gold, at least they're actually challenging for gold.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, if you, you know, on Twitch watching this have not seen the pictures, I recommend it. The WWE tag team titles are the better of the two looking. So, yeah, please check it out. You will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed at all.
By the way, real quick, what does the Backlash card look like? Before we get to, because I think all we have left is the main event, right, for Dynasty.
Right now, they only have two matches announced. AJ Styles is challenging Cody Rhodes for the WWE title.
See, that makes me want to watch the show. What am I doing? Why am I going back?
I think that's a first-time match, actually. Because they were both in Bullet Club.
Well, not only that, but also when AJ left Impact, it was like the next year or two that Cody was in Impact.
Yeah.
So they would have not crossed paths there.
Yeah. So there's that. And then Damian Priest defends the World Heavyweight title against Jey Uso.
Okay.
So that's the current card as of this moment. And then tomorrow night on Raw, of course, this will have already happened for those of you listening on the podcast.
On replay.
They're doing a battle royal to crown a new women's world champion because Rhea got legit injured and had to vacate the belt because she had an injury to her AC joint, which is the arm. Because she...
Let me save real quick so that way I don't lose a lot of health here.
Yeah. So she took a bump into a wall. Like, there was a fight between her and Liv Morgan backstage Liv throws her into the wall. And when that happened, she had hit the wall, and then that's where the injury happened. They don't know the severity of the injury. It could be grade 1, could be grade 2, could be grade 3. But, you know, whoever wins tomorrow is the new women's world champion.
Okay. So, two thoughts on this. Number one, I'm gonna say it right now. I'm not a Rhea Ripley fan at all.
Okay.
That being said, why is that, like, Roman only defended like 5 times in the whole year, and he got to keep his title, and like, why doesn't Rhea get to?
That's a good point as well.
Not even just Rhea, probably Logan Paul too. Now that I'm thinking about it.
I'm that's a good point.
I mean, WWE long abandoned the 30-day rule.
I think every promotion has abandoned the 30-day rule by this point.
I feel like AEW's done pretty good with that.
Yeah, that's true. TNA as well.
TNA too. I really think not Treasure Chest. And the second thing is, with Backlash coming up, why not do the Battle Royal at Backlash?
That's a good point. That's a very good
point. By the way, we got one kid left, and we know exactly what to do, but I don't remember how to get to where it was. I think it's up, or is it down here? I don't remember.
I think it's down... Let's see. You went to the right. Don't you... Isn't there, like, an entrance there? Yeah,
I think... Here?
Oh, no. You passed where I was thinking, so...
I mean, I'll go back up here, I guess, because there's got to be a way to get up there.
Yeah. Or maybe, like, if you go back to the tree.
To the tree? Which tree?
To the right.
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, you're saying this way?
Yeah.
No, just a dead end.
Dead end? Okay. And then the other thing, the last WWE thing, mm-hmm. before we get to the main event. Well, what if you went down?
Yeah, I'm doing like, that. And then, like, do I have to pass the stampede again? Maybe that's what I have to do and go up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always hear it's the treasure chest.
So, I believe it starts this Friday. They are doing a draft, WWE draft.
Okay.
By
the way,
it
makes even less sense then that they're doing the Battle Royal.
Right. So,
you know,
they've
this is like the first year, I think, in the long term where I'm, like, not mad about the draft.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, look, it's a Triple H run show. Maybe he will actually keep it where both sides are not really touching each other.
Yeah.
I want to give them the benefit of the doubt for that one.
So, yeah, they're going to do one on SmackDown this Friday.
Stampede again, so let me save.
And then, not... this Monday, but the following Monday is night 2.
Okay.
So, my thinking is, if you have a title already, you are staying in the brand you're... That's what I'm thinking. You're staying in that brand. Mm-hmm. Like, I imagine Cody's going to SmackDown because he's got the WWE title.
Yeah.
Which I have no problem with. The one I'm kind of curious about, if they're going to do the switch, is with the Intercontinental and U.S. title.
Okay.
That's the one I'm curious about. Will they pull, or will they do that switch? Because sometimes, like in the past, they had done that, where it's like, okay, this belt now goes to this brand, that belt goes to this brand.
Yeah.
But other than... But yeah, I agree with you. I want to see how this is done. You know, who is going where.
So here's what I can't figure out right now. I need to get up there to the right on the thing. Mm-hmm. But both of the carts are on the right.
Wasn't there... Oh, there's a ladder.
Yeah, but I don't think I can actually use that ladder. No, so it doesn't let me click on at all. So that's what I'm trying to figure out, is like, how did you get the cart on the to the left side to go right? Because you can't just walk on the tracks, apparently. I don't think you can. No, see, I'm trying it right now. It does not let me.
Yeah.
Unless I go back outside. Let me see. And then if I go back outside here.
Yeah.
I think this will bring me just back. I'm not sure, though. I'm going to try it, because... Yep, this is going to bring me back to over here.
Strange!
So, I don't want that, though. I want to go here. Go back to where I was before. I thought there was actually... Wait, can I go across this? Like... No. I didn't think so, because that's not how I did it the first time. Oh, wait, didn't... Maybe I have to go up and... Where that cart fell.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's get out of here. Go down here. Avoid him. Down. Go up. Him. Yeah, I have no idea. Zero idea right now. Because there's not even a thing that lets me go up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I gotta go outside again. Let me try that.
Yeah.
Alright, why don't we post up that last match, and then that way we'll do some general talking afterwards. I can't believe this wound up being the 2 hours. This is just like the friggin' cave, or the color cave.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in like 10 minutes, I'll ask you to tell me what you see on that walkthrough. Because okay. you know what you gotta look for. You gotta look for how he gets to the thing to the ring on the top.
Right.
So you can just go right to the end and then just tell me from there, like to the end of.
All right, session. Now discussing Samoa Joe versus Swerve Strickland for the AEW World Title.
So, you go first.
This, if I was doing a confidence pool today,
what's that?
This would, like, that's where you rank the matches from, like, the highest, like, the most confident to the least confident.
Oh, okay.
This would be my one pointer. Because I could legit see both guys winning here.
Yes, I agree.
With Swerve. He is still very over. He, like I said earlier, Will is like the big baby face. That was where Swerve was months ago. And he has gotten the fans over with him. You know, like he is insanely over.
Yeah.
But Samoa Joe has been a pretty good world champion. And it's like both winning would make sense, because if Swerve wins, you know, it's like he finishes the whole thing of I've wanted to be world champion. Whereas with Joe, he's been this dominant ass kicker champion from when he first won the belt. And with Swerve, he was not the one that was beat at that last pay-per-view. It was Adam Page who was the one that was beat.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, Swerve has the right to this title shot. The thing is, this is my big concern. If Swerve loses this match, when does he get another chance as good as this one?
Right.
Because he is still over. He is still popular. You know, it's like if you do it now, how long of a reign do you give him as champion? And it kind of goes back to the whole Will Ospreay thing. Like, does Will get the title next? Yeah, there's just so many things. And then with Joe, you know, he's been a good heel champion. And it's like, how much longer do you go with him with the title?
Mm-hmm. All right, so I want you to look this up, because I don't know how to get back to where we were before.
All right, let me...
And then we'll finish our Joe versus Swerve discussion after we get up there.
Of course, a lot of this I'm going through is like...
How
match
to get the kids, right, yeah.
Yeah, but there's also like matches or fights you have to do, so I'm trying to...
All right.
Okay, so how did you get up there? Oh no, that's a different part.
You know, if you spoiled a little for yourself, just don't tell me. Just like...
Yeah.
Get to where he actually reaches that middle ring. That's pretty much what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And then just backtrack from there. I'll keep trying to figure this out, but yeah, I like to spend the next 10 minutes, I think, here to you tell me what I'm supposed to do to get up there. Because we have the rope. We have the rope we got a little bit earlier.
We are in possession of the rope.
There was anything up here.
Okay, so you went there.
I'm just gonna fight him, but I'd rather do that at this point than just maneuver around him. Plus, you gotta look at look at the thing anyway.
Okay, so that's another match. Let's see. Beat him.
Yeah.
I know, folks. This is such thrilling streaming that you guys are watching right now.
I mean, they almost... They just saw Luchador die and come back to life. So I won that one, but I got hurt big time on that one, actually.
Tape him up.
Yeah, tape him up, basically. So, do you have any direction that you need me to go to, or are you not there yet?
I'm not there yet.
Right, so I'll keep trying to figure it out myself.
Yeah.
Even though that seems to be getting me nowhere.
Okay, so that's your sixth kid. Okay.
Right, now just watch and see how he gets back up to that ring area.
Yeah.
Here again, I'll try looking around again over here. You just let me know when you're ready to give me instructions.
All right, I will let you know.
Save over here. I mean, like I said, I think the thing that's throwing me off is the fact the carts are on the right side.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You don't need to be doing another match. This is the Blue Dragon, by the way, for those that are curious.
Okay.
So cheap plug to the Blue Dragon.
Blue Dragon. Assuming the Blue Dragon's going to do it right. All right, back in the fucking horde. There's nothing here. Save now. I pass the horde again. I can get up there somehow.
That's not it. Now, do you have an extra set of ropes?
Yeah, I have the one set that I got.
No, but I mean like a second one just in case.
No, why? Does he have two?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a problem right there. So, no, I don't. So I don't know where he got that from. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and I'm going to see if I can take more ropes from places. No, I'm not over here. Let's see if it lets me take these other ropes.
All right.
This one says just about springboarding, so it's not that one. But I'll go back to the original place and see if I can figure it out. I'll go where I got these other ropes and then see if this gives me another option. Maybe that's what we're supposed to do. This doesn't let me take it either. So let me go back to the where I got the original ropes. This guy doesn't say anything, right? No, please save, or this woman doesn't say anything. Please save them. So this is where I got the original rope. So if I tie, I guarantee you that if I take this rope, I'm going to go up to the ring place, but that's not what I'm supposed to do because I need a rope when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to springboard and see what happens, though. Maybe this is not, maybe you're right. Maybe there's another set of ropes I got to take. All right, what about this? What does this one say? No, so that will springboard me back.
It like, the guy found it in a treasure chest.
Okay, so that's helpful to know. Do you know what treasure chest it was? Because I opened a couple of them already.
It was... Okay, you go past the herd of cows.
Yeah.
And then... Here, let's... I'm watching on my screen here.
I'm going to go towards the herd of cows right now. I'm now in the section of the herd of cows.
Okay. So... Okay, so once you get in to that free hole.
Wait, so you want me to go down, left, right, yeah. Up, down?
Down and to the right.
Down to the right. Okay, so let me get past the horde here. All right, here it comes. Down to the right, you said?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm down and to the right. I just put the horse down to the right.
Okay, now go straight down.
Yeah.
Go to the left.
Oh, go to the left.
The left.
Okay, left.
No.
Oh, see, I already got it. Alright, so I already have it, I guess. Because this is open.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking around, treasure chests, and all of them are open. And I haven't gotten an option to get another rope from any of the ropes that I passed already. I'm going to go back past the horde because I got to go back to where I was.
Yeah.
Be something in this cave, in this section that I'm not seeing.
Yeah.
Right, what if I do this? Nope, that's a dead end.
Okay, he's following the cows again.
Oh, he's back in the cows again?
Yeah, he was.
Now I'm just clicking around to see if there's something clickable that I'm not seeing.
Right.
I mean, at this point, we're like, we only have like 15 minutes left that we're staying on here anyway.
Yeah.
So if we don't figure it out in the next like 5 minutes, then we'll just call it a day and pick it up for Backlash.
There you
go. I'll already do it at that point.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll get a message and be like, it was so easy, Bill. I can't believe it.
Unfortunately, this was like the opposite of the WrestleMania stream, where we mm-hmm. had lots of progress. We just searched for kids the entire hour and 45 minutes.
So what'd you do today, Bill? Oh, I searched kids for an hour and 45 minutes. Well, obviously, it is confusing the blue dragon here because he's back and forth.
You know, I want to bring that up while you're watching this. I feel like we have to be, and I've been meaning to talk to you about this, actually. I feel like we're like one of the only people that in the video game community that's playing this game. And I think it's Mega Cat Studios should like be acknowledging us for playing this game consistently. My guess is Blue Cat probably, or Blue Dragon, is probably just playing and like, oh, I'm just going to record while I play too.
Mm-hmm.
So he might be doing just a walkthrough of his own while looking through a walkthrough.
Okay, so he took the original ropes back.
What, to the place on the bottom left?
No, the one from earlier where you took them from?
Yeah, yeah.
So he took it back.
Okay.
So we don't have to worry about getting another.
Okay. Does it say he has 6 out of 7 kids yet?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, so he is definitely confused too then.
Yes.
God, I hope he doesn't cut the video and is like, oh, I did it, and doesn't show us how to do it.
Oh my god. Well, there is a part 5 right next to me in case we need to get to that.
Well, how far in the video is it? Of the one you're
watching? He has 3 minutes left in the video.
Oh, he probably did. He's probably going to figure it out on the next part. He probably cut it for that part and is like, alright, I'll figure this out off camera. I mean, well, we're 3 minutes left, so we might as well wait for his 3 minutes, but I'm pretty sure that's probably what he did. I'm going to talk about Swerve versus Joe while you continue.
Yeah, go right ahead.
So, my other problem with this match is this a bad guy versus bad guy match? Like, are either of them good?
I would think maybe Swerve's the good guy.
Yeah, but he's with Prince Nana.
Nana, yeah.
Don't consider good at all.
Right.
So that's kind of weird. It makes, like, even if Swerve won, to me it would be, like, anticlimactic, because I'm like, oh, he's not really a full-fledged good guy. Which makes me wonder if he is going to lose, become a full-fledged good guy, and then that's when...
Wait a minute. Okay. I think I've got it.
All right, what we got?
Okay. So, let me back up a little bit. All right. So, I'm going to start from where he takes the ropes.
Okay.
No, I went a little too far back. Hold on.
All right, so while you get to the right spot, look, I'm going to be right over here in front of this this cave, so you just tell me where you need me to go eventually, whether it's inside the cave or back out here to the left of the cows. It feels like if Swerve wins, it just doesn't feel right, because he's a bad guy fighting another bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, it's, part of me says he's gonna win because they're gonna be like, oh, there he is, we got to the first, you know, black champion within, what, 5 years or whatever. But, also, the fact that it's on this pay-per-view, AEW Dynasty, and not even established pay-per-view of theirs,
right,
really makes me think, like, no, it's not going to be here. Because then who's the big name that he's going to fight at Double or Nothing, which is one of their big pay-per-views that's been around since the beginning. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be tonight. I think Swerve is going to lose, but eventually Swerve's going to turn good, maybe over the summer, and then maybe get another shot at the belt. Maybe not at Samoa Joe, because he might have lost it already, but another shot in general. Who do you think's winning that?
Now that you mentioned the whole thing of it's not an established pay-per-view, I think it is Joe that's going to retain.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, maybe this is the breakup with Nana.
Maybe.
All right, so we have 9 minutes left. We're going to see what we can do. Otherwise, I mean, we're going to stay on a couple minutes later, but if it doesn't look like we're going to solve it within 9 minutes, then we're probably just going to peace out.
Right. Like, come on, man.
About up to here with hearing the cows mooing.
Yeah, we know where Jim's not going anytime soon.
Yeah, not back to this area, that's for sure.
Okay, so we move down. Boo. Okay, so he's gotta go get the rope.
He's getting the rope again?
Okay. All right, let me see. Okay, so now he has taken the rope back.
Okay.
So he's back to the start. You don't have to do that. You're fine where you are right now.
Good, okay. Yeah, I'm at a good spot where I can go anywhere. That's why I've been sticking over here.
Okay, so he flings across. Enters that cave, or entrance.
Yep. By the way, is this the new video now, or is this still the other one?
This is still the other one.
All right, I'm telling you, he's going to give up. You're going to see. How much time's left in that video?
3 minutes still. Okay, so he went down that entrance, goes back up.
So yeah, all in all, in regards to the paper,
So go back. Okay. Oh, that's the problem. We don't have the card on this side.
Left. So you're saying we can't do it?
No, you got to get the card to the left side where you are.
How? So he has one of the cards to the left?
Yeah.
Which one? The top one or the bottom one?
The bottom one.
Alright, so this sounds like this is definitely going to be an off-recording thing at this point, because
There's
no way we're going to figure this out in, like, the next 5 minutes. Give me your thoughts on Swerve and Joe.
I think Joe's going to retain. Should be a good main event. Be interesting to see how things go.
All right, and then like I said, we're going to do Backlash in May. We're going to cut it out a few minutes early here.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing we could do on the game. I can't believe that he has the card on the left side. I don't know how. But I'm probably going to try to do this offline, I guess. And, And what else is... why don't you give your final plugs before we get out of here?
Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at House of Bill. Instagram, Mr. Billiam 85.
And for me, it's That's Podcasting on Instagram and Official RP Jimmy on Twitch and YouTube, Bill. So next time, we don't know exactly what we're doing with Backlash yet. We're doing something.
Yeah.
It might even have to get pushed to an even earlier or later date. I don't know yet. But the fact that it's at 1 o'clock our time is really inconvenience for us for that particular weekend.
Yeah.
So we'll figure out something, even if it's a couple days earlier or a couple days later. Regardless, we will do a stream, and I guess just keep an eye on our social media to know when that's going to be. Any final thoughts, Bill?
Don't let your kids go. Make sure they're not in mines and mazes and stuff.
Right. All right, everyone. Later.